Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It would be an interesting question to ask parents. Like, how long did you wait to change your kid's room once they moved out of the house? Because I don't know if you guys have experienced this. You move out of the house, you come back to your family home, and your room is completely different. There is no recognition at all that you were ever in that room. Has that happened to you guys?
That's happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom completely changed my room to the point where I can't tell I ever lived there. I don't think it was that long either. Maybe she gave me a year or two.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So a little bit.
All right. For some, it's like as soon as you walk out the house, they are right behind you, already taking all of the photos down.
Well, which is worse, a parent that immediately changes your room as soon as you walk out, or the parent that keeps your room like a shrine until like you're in your mid-30s?
It's a good question, but it's one that DeAndre can't really answer because only one of them happened to him, and it's shocking.
Yeah, I took the hour and a half drive home, going to see my mom for the weekend, catch up with my grandparents, and I come home to my room. I'm like, where is my room?
Now, what did your room look like?
So when we moved into this house, I was a senior in high school. So it wasn't like how my room was in our old house. I had my own room. So me and my brother shared a room, and she put like two twin beds in it because we were moving out anyway. So she called it the college getaway room. So, I had like all my stuff down and stuff in the closet and whatnot. I come home this past weekend. There's nothing in there.
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing's in there. Like, there's like the two beds that are in there. Like, all of my stuff in the closet is now her stuff for her cricket and her crafting stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, where am I going to stay? And she was like, in your brother's room. And mind you, his room is now the playroom.
It would be worse if you were sharing a room with a brother and you guys both move out. She takes all of your stuff out of the room but keeps all of his stuff up.
That'll be very much low down. So I'm like, she's like, yeah, sleep in your brother's room. And I was like, okay. So I was like, you're really all in on this empty nester life. She's like, I've been telling you this. Yeah. I need my home office. I work from home. I need that separation of space. But I'm like, I still have to come home. There's still like breaks. And then she put in, so after school, are you going to like stay in Athens? Or are you coming back here? What's your plan? And I'm like, I'm going to stay in Athens.
Because there's no space for you here.
Literally. No space. And she's talking about this downsizing. She said, I think I'm going to like, in a few more years, I'm going to downsize to a 3-bed, two bath.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm counting. I'm like, There's five of us.
there's no space for
there's
you
There's five
anymore.
Kids. And she was like, I'm aware.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking. It is, man, when you come home and your room says there is nothing of you on it at all.
I mean, shouldn't it be like a unwritten rule that you should at least let your kid graduate from college before you just completely take their room? It feels like that's the least you can do.
I didn't do that. I mean, Hayden was gone, and yeah, that room was converted pretty quick. It was converted pretty damn quick.
What did you convert Hayden's room into?
It was a shrine for Hollis.
Oh.
Just kidding. All right, one of us is going to be singing the national anthem publicly because we have a bet, and with any luck at all, we'll do better than this woman.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare. Can I go back, please?
He said we're live.
That was live, man.
That was this weekend, I think. There was like a debate for third party presidential candidates, and she's the one that kicked it off.
That is a third party national anthem singer right there.
Yes, it is.
Professionalism at its best.
All right, our college football bet is a little bit different this year than it has been in past years. The winner actually has to choose the team that loses the most games. So this has been hands down, not even close. At least for two of us, considering Abby made the prediction of a lifetime.
Just call me Nostra Football Miss or whatever you would call it. I don't think anybody is more shocked than me, because when I chose Florida State, who was undefeated last year, I kind of knew they were going to be on a losing streak. I didn't realize they would go 1-7 through a majority of the season. And you know what? As a Florida Gator fan, I really couldn't be happier.
Yeah, when they lost to Duke a couple of weeks ago, they just should have like called the NCAA and said, you know what, we're done. We're not going to play the rest.
We're going to sit the rest of the season out.
All right, so I have New Mexico, and they came through. My team was 3-4, so they had won three games. They weren't supposed to win three games this year. So I picked New Mexico. Thank God they lost to Colorado State 17-6. So my team now safe this week. 3 wins, 5 losses.
I took Kent State, and I am proud to say that I am still the only one with a big old goose egg this season. So Kent State lost at Western Michigan 52-21. And then a Burt Show listener popped into my DMs. And I think there's a stat, like only one school hasn't led at all this year. And it's Kent State.
Good for you guys.
That's a hell of a pick. A lot of credit for
consistency.
Yes. So we are 0-8, baby.
I think they just forgot to recruit. Recruiting season's over. Damn,
we missed it.
Mo?
I chose East Carolina, who, as I keep saying, won two games all of last season. And now they are sitting pretty after beating Temple 56-34. East Carolina scored 56 points. And are now 4-4, sitting at 500, man. I can't believe this.
So at this point, you are leading/losing the competition.
Yes, I am the lead loser, I suppose, is how you look at this. I am winning. But only one game, though. I'm keeping hope that New Mexico will still take some wins.
Have you guys made any observations of when you check these scores over the weekend? Because I check every week now.
Oh, well, because I do the schedule.
Yeah.
So Sunday night, as I'm putting it together, I pull up all the scores, and so that's when I find out how everybody did. And I'm
I check every Saturday night, and I should stop. It ruins my night.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.